Lily and Elijah are going to come and read our reading for us. Now, you might think that this is a rather unusual choice for a reading at an all-age service. And it is. But it's something that I was working on earlier on in the year, and as a staff team, we realised that it had a lot to say for us on Remembrance Sunday. So sit back and listen to this amazing vision, this amazing dream that happens in Revelation.
The reading is Revelation 20, and it can be found on your service sheets. I saw an angel coming down out of heaven. He had the key to the abyss. In his hand he held a heavy chain. He grabbed the dragon, that old serpent. The serpent is also called the devil, or Satan. The angel put him in chains for 1,000 years. Then he threw him into the abyss. He locked it and sealed him in. This was to keep Satan from causing the nations to believe his lies anymore. Satan will be locked away until the 1,000 years are ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time.
I saw thrones. Those who had been given authority to judge were sitting on them. I also saw the souls of those whose heads had been cut off. They had been killed because they'd spoken what was true about Jesus. They had also been killed because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or its statue. They had not received its mark on their foreheads or hands. They came to life and ruled with Christ for 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them. They will be priests of God and Christ. They will rule with him for 1,000 years.
When the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be set free from his prison. He will go out to cause the nations to believe lies. He will gather them from the four corners of the earth. He will bring Gog and Magog together for battle. Their troops are as many as the grains of sand on the seashore. They marched across the whole earth. They surrounded the place where God's holy people were camped. It was the city he loves. But fire came down from heaven and burned them up. The devil had called them to believe lies. He was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur. That is where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will all suffer day and night, forever and ever.
I saw a great white throne, and I saw God sitting on it. When the earth and sky saw his face, they ran away. There was no place for them. I saw the dead, great and small, standing in front of the throne. Books were opened. Then another book was opened. It was the book of life. The dead were judged by what they had done. The things they had done were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and hell gave up their dead. Each person was judged by what they had done. Then death and hell were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose names were not written on the book of life were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the word of the Lord.
Wow, Revelation, the last book in the Bible. An amazing vision. Who can tell me, what does Revelation mean? Does anybody know? Yeah? Revealing, absolutely right. Revealing something, making clear. Just like we made clear those four pictures earlier. We had a cross, we had a poppy. What else did we have, Zaki? We had a throne, cross, poppy, throne. We're missing one. What was our other picture? A dragon, that's right. And they started off very unclear and became clear, didn't they? That is revelation, revealing. Okay, I've got one more picture here, which we're going to reveal. Does anybody know what it's of? Really? What about if I tear a little bit? Let's see. Does that help? Do you know what it is now? Patrizio? It's not a poppy. No. Shall I try another bit? Does that help? Does anybody know what it's of now? It is of Jesus. You can't see very much of him, but you're right, it is of Jesus. Standing what? Standing by a door. You are correct. There we go. It is Jesus standing by a door and knocking on the door. And this is another picture from the book of Revelation. It's Jesus standing at a door and knocking. And we will come back to this later on. There we go. Right, Revelation, an amazing book. It was written by Jesus' friend and disciple, John. And he gave John amazing dreams and visions about what would happen at the end of time when Jesus comes back. And John wrote them down because he wanted to make it really, really clear to the Christians then, the people then, and all the people ever since, what is going to happen and why Christians should persevere, should keep trusting Jesus, even when life is very tough. Now, today is Remembrance Day, and it's a day when we remember people who died in battles and wars, and we have a symbol for it. What do we use? What do people wear to help them remember about Remembrance Day? A poppy, what they do. So here we are, I've got my poppy. And that helps us remember people who died in wars and battles, terrible battles, to keep us safe in this country. But today is also a day when we're going to remember what Jesus has done to keep us safe. He didn't die on a battlefield. But he died on a lonely cross on the outskirts of Jerusalem, not to keep us safe for a few years, but to keep us safe forever. And even today, there are wars, there are battles, people fight over land and resources, and in some places, Christians are killed for believing in Jesus. And Revelation is a book that answers a lot of the big questions that we often ask. Why do bad things happen? And when is God going to do something about them? So why do all these awful things happen? And when will God do something about it? Well, if you look at your reading in verses 1 to 3, John sees a dragon chained at the bottom of a deep pit. Now, can anybody tell me who is this? Does anybody know? Who is it, Jonathan? It's Toothless. And is Toothless a nice dragon? He's a really nice dragon. He's a pet dragon, isn't he? If you've seen How to Train Your Dragon, this is the one. He is a wonderful dragon who you can train, who you can tame, who will love you, who will be your friend. He's a gorgeous dragon. But that is not the sort of dragon that John is talking about in this reading. John is talking about this sort of a dragon. If you look at the reading, we're told that the dragon is an ancient serpent. He is evil. Evil with a capital D, because this dragon is the devil. This dragon is totally and utterly evil. And John sees him thrown, chained into a deep pit. Phew. John sees that angel do that. And ever since the devil was thrown out of heaven for not worshipping God, he has been in a battle with God. He has hated God, and he's spent his time trying to persuade other people to hate God too and to not do what God wants. At the very beginning of the Bible, we learn that the devil tried to tempt and trick people. Who did he trick at the very beginning of the Bible? He did, didn't he? He tricked them and tempted them into eating the fruit that they shouldn't have done. And ever since then, that's what the devil's been doing to people, trying to persuade them to do what he wants rather than what God wants. The devil even tried to tempt Jesus into disobeying God. But from the moment that Jesus rose from the dead, the devil has been chained and bound and in a pit. He has been a prisoner. He hasn't given up trying to attack people, but he just doesn't have the power that he used to have. He is like a wild animal caged in the zoo. So, then what does John see? Well, if you look at verses 4 to 6, John sees thrones and crowds of people. A throne is surrounded by loads of people. And John says these are the people who persevered, who kept going, who kept believing in Jesus, who kept going until the moment that they died. And now they are alive with Jesus in heaven. And John tells us that they will reign for 1,000 years, during which time the devil is in chains in the pit for 1,000 years. And just like many of the other numbers in the book of Revelation, the 1,000 years is a picture of a very, very, very long time. It's from the time that Jesus died and rose again until the time that he will come back one day to earth. So the 1,000 years is a picture of now. It explains why bad things still happen. The devil still has some power, not a lot, but he still has some to make bad things happen in the world. And we see that all around us, don't we? What sort of bad things happen in our world today? Arguing, hitting, fighting, kicking. What else happens that's really bad? Yeah? Swearing, absolutely. Lying. So many. Oh. Hitting in the face, absolutely. There's lots and lots of bad things that happen in the world. People are sad. People are sad. People get sick. People get ill. People even die. There's wars. There's hurricanes. There's fires. There's floods. We've heard about those this week. There is a lot of bad stuff that still goes on in the world. And the Bible tells us that we're living in a time of battle, a time of battle between good and evil, or really a time of battle between God and the devil. It's a time of battle, but as Christians, we know for a fact that Jesus has won that battle already. Jesus has the victory, and Revelation keeps encouraging us to trust Jesus each and every day, even when life is hard. But when is God going to do something about the bad stuff? When will it end? Well, if you look at verses 7 to 10 in the reading, after 1,000 years, John sees the dragon set free and ready to fight again. When Jesus comes back to earth, the dragon will be set free. Uh-oh. What is going to happen? Well, he's going to rise up. He's going to gather all his followers, all his troops, like an army. The Bible says there's as many of them as grains of sand on the seashore. And perhaps some of you will remember what we've learned about Abraham and the promise to Abraham that he'd have this family that was as many as grains of sand on the seashore. Well, now the devil seems to have this huge following. And they march, and they march, and they surround all of God's people. And there's going to be a battle. There's an army. It's going to be terrifying. What on earth's going to happen? Who is going to win? But it is a total and utter anticlimax. John sees no fighting. Not one of God's people is hurt. Because John sees the devil thrown down, and fire from heaven comes and covers him and all that is evil. The devil and all that is evil will be totally obliterated forever. No more sadness. No more death. No more bad things in the world. We have no idea when that day will come, but we know that it will. One day, that day, the devil and all that is evil will be destroyed forever. Well then, verses 11 to 15, after the 1,000 years, John looks again and he sees the throne. We're back in the throne room, and this time Jesus is sitting on the throne. It is judgment day and Jesus is in charge. The throne room is full. Everyone who has ever lived is there. No one can escape judgment day. This is the day when you get to find out whether you can live with Jesus forever or not. And as well as the masses of people, the crowds and crowds of people, there are piles of books. Piles of books. And each and every person has a book. And in the book is everything that they have ever said and done. And they're all about to be opened and read out in public. Now, I don't know about you, friends, but I hate, absolutely hate being shown up in public when I do anything wrong. When somebody says, oh, you shouldn't have said that or you did that. Oh, I hate it. But imagine having everything that you've ever said or thought or done about to be read out to everyone. All the times that you've lied, or you've hit someone, or you've been mean, or you've stolen. All the times when we wanted to be popular and go along with our friends rather than doing what God wanted. Perhaps at home or at work, in business, all the times we've just slightly not told the truth or not been honest in our dealings. All the times we've thought more about ourselves than we have about God. They are all written down, and they are all about to be read out. Well, surely we are all condemned. None of us are going to be able to stay in heaven with Jesus. So your name is called. You stand up. The book is opened, and they are about to start reading. But at that moment, someone else shouts, stop! Stop! You see, there is another book, the book of life. And they say, stop, because I've got that person's name here in my book, in the book of life, which is the book that lists everybody who has ever trusted in Jesus. And if your name is written in here, then judgment is over. You are safe. You are safe forever because you have trusted in Jesus. But how do we know whether our name is written in this book of life? Well, let's go back to our picture of Jesus. Jesus standing at the door and knocking. We all have a choice. Will we open that door to Jesus? Will we open our hearts to him and say, please come in to my life. Please be in charge of my life. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for forgiving all the things that I've ever done wrong. Please help me to love you, to follow you, to trust you for the rest of my days. If we choose to open our lives and our hearts to Jesus, then our names will be written in the book of life. So yes, bad things still happen because the devil isn't yet completely destroyed. But the wonderful news is that Jesus, by his death, which we're going to be remembering later on, his victory has destroyed all that is evil and deadly. And one day Jesus will come back, and all the evil in the world will be destroyed forever. And Revelation shows us that if we keep believing, if we keep trusting in Jesus, then that won't be a frightening day. It'll be a wonderful day. It'll be a good day, because that is the day that we get to find out that we can be welcomed into heaven and live with Jesus forever. So let me pray about that. Let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful book of Revelation. We thank you for the visions and dreams that you gave to John. And thank you that he wrote them down so that we can be encouraged to keep trusting, to keep persevering in our faith in Jesus, even when life is tough. Please help us to entrust all those hard times to you and ask for your strength to keep us going through it until that amazing day when we get to be with Jesus forever. Amen.